Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Atulabe.
Good afternoon, Sam.
How are you doing?
Praise the Lord, I'm fine.
Oh, fantastic. It's a preparation day. It's a Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
Lovely. Now, last week we began talking about bone health and a number of things that we touched on, and we're going to be concluding that conversation today, touching on the other areas. Please do just recap for us briefly what we spoke about, and then we can get into today's conversation.
Yes, on a good recap is to remember that bone health, we can't take it for granted. Mm. Some people usually think that bone, well, is just that hard object, but it's alive. These are living cells, and things are going on with bones.
Yeah.
They become obvious when we grow taller. Mm. But by the age of, in fact, 18, 20, 25, thereabout, we get to where bones are no more growing longer. But that does not mean that they are not still growing.
Yeah.
There is a breaking down, there is a building up that is still going on. Mm-hmm. But the obvious long bones are no more getting longer. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing we have to keep in mind. And like every other cell in the human body, the bones are to be kept in good health.
Yeah.
That's why we are talking about bone health. The food we eat, how we live, in short, our lifestyle will affect the health of our bones. From childhood to youth to adulthood to old age, the life and the health of the bones are very crucial at every stage. We are looking at some things that must be eaten and exercise that we must do and things that we must not put in the body so that our bone will be in the best of health. Yes, we mentioned things like calcium, vitamin D, protein, then, of course, exercise, how our hormone is doing, and general lifestyle. So we need to manage and maintain our bone health throughout life. That is my emphasis.
Yeah,
throughout life, we must maintain our bone health. We cannot take it for granted that, okay, I'll just do as I like. When I grow older, then I'll prevent some things from happening.
Yeah.
No, the foundation is laid from babyhood. And if that does not happen, if health is not taken into real consideration, we can face two very bad problems, among others, and that is osteoporosis and bursitis. Osteoporosis is one that usually affects women more than men.
Okay.
And that is because the hormonal changes that happens really affects women more than men. Bones become weakened. You start having a curve at the upper level of the back. And before long, the whole body can really almost form into a U shape, which becomes very, very ugly to look at. So these are things that we have to look at and continue to pay attention to. The second problem that I mentioned and which I would still like to touch upon is bursitis. This inflammation in the small fluid-filled sac between movable parts of a joint. So it can happen anywhere where we have joints, sometimes between tendons and muscles and between movable joints essentially. If the health of the bones are not as it should be, that is having enough calcium, enough protein, and the right protein too. Not just anyone, because sometimes the emphasis on protein becomes so much that we begin to eat a lot of animal protein. And when we focus and eat a lot of animal proteins, it is loaded with problems. That this is where sometimes we think we are doing good, but then it turns into actually a nutritional deficiency, and it can become chronic, and it can really disturb the natural growth and building up of the bones that supposed to be healthy. So I would say that is a good recap that we can just take a look at very quickly.
Beautiful. So today, what are we then looking at?
Well, we are looking at some very interesting emphasis. And that emphasis, I'm talking about health in terms of anemia. You know, sometimes we look at lack of blood. People will call it anemia generally.
Okay.
Right. And we look at it as, well, we just need to take some blood tonic and so forth. But then when we look at the health of the bone, anemia is a critical factor. When we don't take enough water, when we don't eat enough vegetables, especially the green leafy vegetables, we have a problem that can result in excessive blood destruction or a depression of the bone marrow. This is the part that I really want to look at. Anemia that is caused by depression of the bone marrow.
Okay.
And why is this? This condition is due to toxicity, that is poisoning, or hypersensitivity, like taking some drugs. You know, the caution I just want our listener to have is that sometimes we are so keen, it's so easy for us to just take drugs in order to quiet symptoms. But one thing that we do when we do that, that is we just take all these drugs, these medications, where it's so easy for us, especially in Africa, in my part of Africa especially, you can go to the drugstore and buy whatever you want. And that becomes very difficult. And in fact, I'm using a little word to say it's really killing. Let me use a simple word. We can kill ourselves. Because it's not just that we take these drugs like, okay, I have a headache, I have a backache. Oh, well, serious problems. I have high blood pressure, heart problems, and so forth. The emphasis in talking about bone health is that when we use these drugs to get rid of symptoms, we don't realize that we poison ourselves or we become sensitive to these drugs and it affects the bone marrow. Once it affects the bone marrow, we are not able to have enough blood making cells in the bone marrow to keep our health and our bone life good. So this is one point I would like us to just keep in mind, that when we have problems, health problems, let's not run to take medications, but to first of all think, what is the problem? What is the cause of this problem? Is there any other thing I can do to alleviate the problem? Is there anything we can do? For instance, I can choose to drink a lot of water instead of taking some medications for headache.
For headache,
I can do hot foot bath, put the feet in hot water, place ice on the head, and get rid of headache. Or remove the situation or the problem that is causing the headache, rather than keep taking medications to get rid of the headache, as an example. So this is just an example, because once we start using all of these medications, we destroy our bone marrow and we are not able to produce the needed bone marrow that will produce good blood.
Yeah.
So that is one thing that I really, really want us to emphasize. Mm-hmm. Just as an example, okay. Because it's a broad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one thing that we are looking at. We can choose to do this drug, but then the effect is very, very wide at the end of the day. So that is one point I want us to look at so that we can begin to really, really look closely at what is the other thing we can do rather than getting rid of symptoms, compared to really sit back and think, what can I do? Of course, I'm not saying that we should not take care of symptoms. We should. But then to rely upon this method and not find the cause of the problem and be able to take it out so that we can maintain good health and not destroy our bone health.
You know, Doc, now... my goodness, this bone marrow, once it's affected, would you say it's reversible, or this is what a person would have done through drugs all their life and now unfortunately cannot be reversed?
It can be reversed. That's the good news.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the wonderful news.
Mm.
Because even I have met individuals who have even had cancer of the bone marrow, and they got well.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. This was even one very close church member
mm-hmm.
who was given the testimony of his treatment, and on he began to improve and to improve until he got rid of the problem. So as bad as that is, it can be taken care of. So if for any reason, as you have explained, there is a problem that has happened in the bone marrow, well, in this case, if it is toxic materials, we stop putting the toxic materials. If it is hypersensitivity to some medications or procedures, we stop doing it. And then we begin to put the things in the body to replace the loss. For instance, we start drinking enough water. We start eating generally very liberally is what I wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
green leafy vegetables. And actually, as I'm speaking, I'm looking at the directions that is given in a lifestyle center. I love to look at their counseling sheets of what they have been doing to help reverse problems like this. And it is so wonderful that it is possible. I also spent a few months with them at this lifestyle center. And I participated in helping to see what was being done to help individuals who have chosen to use natural lifestyle methods to reverse serious health problems. And I see the joy. In 2 weeks, there is significant improvement. In 3 weeks, people go back home from staying there for that long, and then they continue. They call it protocols. They continue with the protocol. And months, years, they continue to improve. It demands a lot of patience and continually staying on course. So I have continued to meet individuals who are doing this. As I can mention names that the people can look at their work. For instance, recently I have been reading and listening to lectures by Dr. Mark Sandoval. He has the ministry called New Paradigm Ministry. He's in Missouri.
Missouri. Mm.
And he was a emergency medical doctor, and having been using this to help people in the hospital, he then went and stayed at UQ Pines Lifestyle Center. He was there for 10 years, and then using natural remedies, he continued to help people reverse serious health problems. And till now, he's still going around the world. He's a certified, registered natural healthcare medical doctor. And I like that because it gives people more assurance because he has a knowledge of how the body works. He has a knowledge of how to use orthodox medicine. And now he can also, at the same time, help people to first of all find the cause of the problem and then use the best method to help that person. Some people might need some medications to help emergency situation. And then when things have stabilized, begin now to use natural method of lifestyle changes to help the body get back to where it's supposed to be. So it's a wonderful thing that definitely one would not want to be an extremist and say, no, I'm not going to listen to anything, but rather to be willing and ready to understand how the body really works and how best to change conditions that should be changed so that the body can heal itself. This is the wonderful thing that God has given us.
Beautiful stuff, man. You know, it's actually quite important. I think the very important thing that you mentioned, I believe, is prevention. So prevention is truly, truly better than cure. Instead of rushing, you know, to taking medication or drugs, let's see if we can actually, you know, especially the smaller ones, you know, headache, tummy issues, small ones that you can actually flush out with water. And then only if things are not improving, one would then seek the help of those other, you know, ones that you're mentioning. Yeah,
absolutely. That is where I stand.
Lovely. Well, Dr. Atulabe, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We're going to be, you know, connecting with you again same time next week, where we are going to be looking at a different subject. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a joy to be with you.
Blessed Sabbath. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.